All right, everybody. We're going to have a very special guest here today. A journalist, a friend here, Miro from Deutschland. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Yes.
Yes, you did.
Yes. Okay. Good, man. So how long have you been a welcome to the show, and how long have you been a journalist in Germany?
First of all, thanks for having me. It's really a pleasure because I want to show the world on the whole insanity that is going on here in Germany. And there are not that many people in Germany who do content in English and do interviews in English. So it is really important for us to give the information on what is going on here out of Germany. And therefore, I'm really glad to be on your show. Concerning my work, I do this for I don't know 6 7 years or so. So it's not that long. Before I was an educator, I worked with children, I worked with young people, and I really loved what I did there. But for me, at some point, it didn't really make any sense because I worked in various institutions, and I realized that it's not really going to help all these children and young people that I worked with, that I had to give them some Ritalin and all these pharmaceuticals, and just for them to calm down, to have them, to be able to work with them in some way, but it's not really helped them on the long run. And so I decided to quit on this. I did this next to my work. I was interested in what is going on politically, also because of all these insane things the government did, like all these the stuff on 9/11 and so on. And I was interested in this, and then I decided to quit on my actual job and do this, what I do now, for a living. And I must say that it's a lot better.
Yeah. And then what and then in Germany, can you have similar to in the United States, we have cancel culture, we have like, we have a lot of like woke restrictions on our media. Is Germany, I mean, I've had a home in Germany since 2020, but a lot of audience is American. So could you explain like how is woke culture, how is that with you as a journalist, like how is German media like in
German
that way?
media is surprisingly mostly leftist. There were done some surveys among these journalists, and they all came out that they mostly vote left or Green Party. I think it was over 90% are left leaning. And so, this is what their staff, how their staff thinks, and also the journalists itself. They also think them, like this. So, it's not really surprising that our media is mostly left, and they don't really share different opinions. That's why all alternative independent media has become stronger and stronger here in Germany. Because the people are really fed up with all the leftist woke media. And we saw this especially with the US election with Donald Trump. You have to see all these covers the Spiegel did. They all presented Trump like some doomsday lord, warlord or so, just negative. I think they were 99% ne negative, and maybe there was just 1% objective towards him, but the rest is just for the trash. So media is really corrupt here in Germany. Then we also have we are forced to pay for our state media. This is around 20 euros. We are forced to pay for this. And no matter how bad their program is, no matter how bad their information is, or one-sided their information is, we have to pay it. And therefore, their program is really, really bad. And that's why independent alternative media is really, really important here in Germany, so people can have another view on certain topics.
Got it, got it. So right now, for a lot of Americans, we, you know, in Germany, they have something called Christmas Market. Now, Christmas Market, you know, is like, it's very nostalgia Christmas, like in America, like, you know, but I think like for us, maybe it's more like 1920s, 1930s. You see like Coca-Cola commercials.
Yeah.
But for the Germans, they're like the predecessors. They're like the inventors. You know, they actually like, I think maybe are one of the inventors of the whole like Christmas culture that came to the United States. Cause like they take it back. They take it before maybe Americans even knew what it was. It's not like the Germans copied the Americans on it. You know, they've been doing this stuff. And basically every year, like they set up and they have these Christmas markets, they come, they do old fashioned things. You feel like you're in like ancient Germany. And I like it. You know, I'm a Jewish guy, but I like it. You know, I like it. My wife is evangelical Christian, and you know, we go and she loves it. And it's just such a, I definitely recommend every American go to Germany at least once during Christmas market. And you can see the difference. You can see the other cities and their Christmas market. It's a pretty fun experience. And the reason I say that is because this Christmas market, is a very unique Christmas market in that there's a lot of protests going on in various cities of the Christmas market. So, Lacanus, if we could please look at this one that just came in Essen, Deutschland, North Rhine-Westphalia, basically where my home is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's look at it. Let's see here. So this is basically Essen, Germany, North Rhine, Westphalia, northwestern state in Germany that has Dusseldorf, Cologne, Dortmund. Dortmund had other protests. I was in Dusseldorf with my wife, and you know, she's a pretty liberal woman actually, and she felt uncomfortable, you know, because of the way that they were chanting. At one point I was thinking to myself like, okay, well, I saw like a guy dressed as Santa Claus. I thought they were, you know, celebrating that it's free, but it didn't feel like Deutschland, man. You know, so I would love for you to just please, like, you know, you say anything you want. Like,
yeah,
how do like most Germans, like I'm talking about, even like was this so far that even the liberals generally are like, okay, this was this like a majority German saying this is wrong, or would this just be like a right leaning that would say, no, we don't like this?
No, it's definitely mainstream that people criticize this, because everybody has gone become aware of the situation. They got in touch with all various situations like this. We all have protests weekly about anything in the world. People are protesting in various languages. We also don't know what they are protesting about in many cases. And here it was because of the situation in Syria. But it's also, they protested at the Christmas market. So it is a sign for them to show somehow their force, that they are there. And it's really disrespectful for us to go on the Christmas market and celebrate your own country like this. People are really fed up with this situation here in Germany and in general. It's not just, as you said, the right wingers also that criticizes this. It's also among liberals, it becomes more and more common to criticize all of this insanity because everybody is just fed up with this. They don't want to hear anything more about it. It's just another thing, how we are going to handle with this, if we are going to send them back and how, when and everything. This is being discussed right now, but in general, people really don't want all of this.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you think that, I mean, you know, the way that everything's looking now, do you think that Germany will take another 1 million or so with Syrians in 2025? You guys have already taken 800,000, 900,000?
900. I think it's nearly a million. I think... I cannot imagine that we take another million. So people, as I said, they are really fed up with this situation. We have too many, the crime rate rose, and everybody knows that it's connected to migration massively, and that we have a huge problem, that we don't have enough resources to handle with this, to cope with this situation. And people know that they have to go back. But the question is, when are they going home? Because right now they say Syria is not stable enough. We cannot send them back. The situation there with the Islamists is too dangerous for them to go back. But on the other hand, you have them celebrating here and they want to go home. As we have seen also in Turkey, they went already back home. Took their cars and decided to leave Turkey. And I think I have seen many interviews with Syrians here in Germany. They all say that they want to go back, so we should let them. And also, if they come here and don't respect our culture, and this is not for everybody, but quite a few of them are like this. They come here, they don't respect our culture, they don't respect our values, they don't respect our people, and they want to have Islamic jurisdictional system, they want to have Sharia law. So if they want to have a similar situation like they have in Syria, why should we keep them? This is something more and more people here in Germany realize. They are don't have any problems with good migrants that come here, that work here, that pay taxes. Of course, I'm not, as a libertarian, I'm not a big fan of taxes, but they stick to our culture. They share our values. They like democracy. They like free speech, and they respect us. Nobody has a problem with migrants like this. It's just the other ones that we want them to go back. And this is the discussion we have right now. And I hope that things are going to change. So I cannot really imagine that if the left still advocates for migration massively, I don't think that we will take another million migrants. I think there will be some deportations right now, but also I'm not sure how much this will be, because in the last weeks we had, I think, one flight to Afghanistan with around 20 Afghans criminals, some minister from us, she decided to give them €1,000 to go back to their country. From what these Afghans can live 3 years in their country. So it's really, really crazy. And this is the only kind of deportation we see right now. So I hope with the upcoming election that there will be more pressure on them to deport more and more people, because a million Syrians is way too much. And if Assad is not there anymore, and if they want to go back, we should let them.
So there's a big election coming up. Is it in February for the next chancellor? Because Olaf Scholz is Olaf Scholz. So basically something. So like in the United States, we have an election every 4 years. So your chancellor, which is the equivalent to our president, basically he has to step down earlier, or also it's earlier.
Way earlier. It was we had to wait another year for the normal election, but right now they people didn't want to wait much longer, and there was demanded the question of trust, then it's going to be decided in the next days on which date concretely we will have the upcoming election.
Okay. And then, so do you think that this next election will go right leaning, more conservative, or left
Some
leaning?
ways, in some ways, definitely, but there are too many people who still trust the CDU, the conservatives, to be conservative. So the conservatives, they want to do a coalition with the Greens, and you will see right now that they are also working together with the left, more and more realize that nothing is really going to change with the conservatives, but there are too many people voting for them. And I think, therefore, I'm really skeptical that things are going to change for the better here in Germany, because it was the CDU with Angela Merkel 16 years that invited millions of migrants. She's responsible in first place for all this mess we have right now. And it's just talking and talking and talking, and nothing is going to change. It's like also Olaf Scholz, he said that he wants to deport massively, and he didn't do anything about it. In the last days, we had several terrorist threats there that were prevented by the police. I think the last one was two migrants with assault rifles, baklavas, and knives, and they wanted to harm a lot of people. And also, last week, I read an article that said that 80% of the Christmas markets are not safe anymore. So, if you go on the Christmas market here in Germany and you know all of this, and mostly everybody knows all of this, you see also the barricades they have on the Christmas markets, so the trucks cannot crash into the people as we had some years ago. You always have all of this terror threat in your mind when you go on the streets, when you want to just have some fun with your friends at the Christmas market. You cannot really have just fun, be easygoing with, you always have this on your mind, and this is really frustrating for a lot of people. But I am really skeptical on the upcoming election that they are going to realize that it's just one party you can vote for, and that is really going to change all of this. All the other parties, they somehow talk about these topics, they somehow talk about these problems, but just mostly afterwards, when something happened, they said, "Oh, we're sorry," and it's just talking, and then nothing is going to change. And I'm really skeptical about the next election. I know that the AfD is becoming stronger and stronger, especially among the young people. It is the strongest party among the 16 to 14 to 35 years old people. So there's going to be a huge change also concerning all these woke topics, because young people, first of all, they realize all of these problems when they go to school. They are bullied by migrants, this is also not accepted as racism. If migrants just say that, here in Germany they say you're a potato, stuff like this, or even way worse, it's not just accepted as racism. They just say it's discrimination. But on the other hand, everything is made to racism what really is not really racism. And therefore, they, yeah, on the young people, they realize that they aren't taken seriously. They are confronted with all these problems in their everyday lives. And on the other hand, there are teachers with woke ideology. They have woke ideology on their social media and so on. And it's really, really bad. But therefore, there's a huge shift that young people more and more vote AfD because they are fed up with all of this.
What? So right here, that's, I hope I pronounced it correctly, Alice Waddle.
Weidel, yeah.
Weidel, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Alice Waddle, that's the next candidate for AfD, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
and
okay.
she's if you were just count all these woke points, like she's a woman, she's a lesbian, and so on. I think if you see this situation like a leftist, like a woke person, you would think like, okay, we should be in favor for Alice Weidel, no matter what she's for in her content also is not really important for woke people. It's just ideology or identity politics. Then they should also vote for AfD because we have with the AfD, we have a female as a candidate who is a lesbian. And also, I don't know if she's married, but her girlfriend, she's also has a migrant background. So you have several points that woke people should vote for.
You know, it's interesting. I would imagine there's a lot of foreigners that are not from North Africa, that are not from that are not from Syria, Palestine, that also are against what some of these migrants are doing. So, like for example, you know, I know there are a lot of Iranians. My family fled Iran. Around 1979, went to the United States. A lot of Iranians went to Germany, you know, and they achieved quite a bit of success. I think in Germany that I would say the Iranian community generally likes Germany, you know, has a respect for Germany. And so, you know, they're basically a neighbor of Syria, you know, in the same neighborhood, you know, whereas the Turks, I would say there are a lot of Turks that have been in Germany for decades and decades. You know, now there's some issues, yes, but I think that this specific, now, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you, because I've only had a home in Germany the last since about 2020, and now it's, you know, come out here, get married to my wife and stuff, and have become a dad. I actually did meet my wife in Germany. I met her here I'm in Spain now. I met her in Spain. Then I moved to Germany during the lockdowns. So, and I love the country. So now I'm happy to be in Germany, you know. What I was going to ask you, though, is that it looks like to me, though, is that the Iranian community generally is pretty happy being in Germany. I would say a lot of the Turks, I don't know. I don't know that many, but I would imagine a lot of them are generally pretty happy to be in Germany. But it seems like the Syrians and the, like some of the North Africans, like some of them, it's like some countries they come that they're in particular very hostile to the Germans. And I think that made this situation bad for like all foreigners.
Yeah. Yeah. This is something I criticize since years, because it's the left that didn't differentiate, that said everybody can come, no matter who can come, and they can stay as long as they want, but we don't really care who is crossing our border. And this invited a whole lot of people that don't really respect us, don't really respect our values, our people, as I said, and they live from social benefits, and they don't really learn our language, and they don't really develop much. And this is the kind of people that also many migrants who come here legally, who came here legally, who learned our language, who adapted some parts of our culture and who really love Germany, they also have a huge problem with these people because, as you said, they are thrown in the same, I don't know, same bin with all the other people, and they see themselves not really been valued as before, because all of the other migrants come, and now it's really difficult for also Germans to differentiate, because you have so many problems, and at some point you say, I don't care. This just has to stop. And we have to get more people out of Germany than people coming into Germany, and not our own people going somewhere else, because we have wealthy Germans that are going on in other countries because they don't want to pay that much taxes. They are afraid of what is going on with their children and so on. They are going to be attacked, and they don't really like the development of Germany. So they leave, and people come who really don't really accept our way of living. And this is the problem. And there are many migrants who came here legally and who really worked their ass off, as you can say. They are really fed up with all the other migrants who live from social benefits and really don't want to adapt anything here. And I talked also with many of them. I have neighbors who come from Iran who really love our country, and they are the kindest people. I talked with a Syrian friend of mine, and I realized the more and more I talked with migrants about this situation, the more I realized that they are the most radical right-wing people, because they know their own people coming here and not behaving and so on, and they can criticize this more in our country than we as Germans, because here you are as a German, you're directly labeled as right-wing extremist, as racist. You have NGOs that are watchdogs. They just try to find anything about you that they can sue you for, and so on. And if you have a migrant background, the left is just saying, okay, we cannot really criticize this. So they have an easy way on criticizing this mass migration. And this is what we see more and more, that migrants are speaking up on this, and they say, Germans, be more patriotic. We want you to be more patriotic. We love your country. It's our country too, and we don't want all of this madness. And this is what you can see more and more. And there was also an AfD politician today. I read a post from him on X, saying that we need Maximilian Kra, that we need to focus more on these migrants, and that we need to connect more with these migrants who are as fed up with this situation as we are.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. I mean, I tell you, like I'm a little bit as an American, I'm a little bit insulated from German society in the sense of, I was born in America. I went to school there. My businesses are in the United States, are based in the United States. And I go back and forth. So I'm not in Germany the whole year. I mean, I'm in Germany. This year I've been there a little bit more than 6 months. But, next year I might be there for about 4 or 5 months, out of the year. But I pay for health insurance in Germany. I have a home in Germany. I spend American dollars in Germany. I don't have a job in Germany. I have foreign residency. My daughter was born in Germany. So I'm married there. But I don't take any, I mean, I guess I take some of the health benefits. I pay health insurance for my daughter and my wife and myself. I do benefit from the healthcare system, definitely. I mean, it's an amazing healthcare system, amazing doctors, and the program is just amazing. But aside from that, I spend money in Germany. I only spend money in Germany. I have some German customers, not really, but it, I add value to Germany, So I don't know what it would be like to work at a German company. I don't know. And I don't know what these people are going through. However, what I do know is that if I went to a foreign country, whether it's Germany, Denmark, Canada, if I went to another country and they gave me a warm bed, nice meals, college for free, I would, at the very least, say, I'm going to want to learn your language, A. B, I'll be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be a little bit nice, Myra. Like, when I see you, I'll say thank you,
Yeah.
Dankeschön. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if Christmas market is something that's important to you, I would respect you.
Yeah.
If I come to your home and you offered me a German meal, I wouldn't be disrespectful or nasty. I wouldn't be like, oh, this is awful. No, I wouldn't, like, that's just like, I'd be like, oh, thank you, I'll try.
No. No.
Because I don't understand how you could come to another person's country, then disrespect their culture, maybe rape their women, make fun of their children in school, beat up their kids, maybe kill some of their kids, take their free housing, take some warm meals, take their free college, and then just insult their culture every step of the way. And then they have a Christmas market once a year. Once a year, their national identity, their
Yeah.
national tradition, their tradition that they have since they were children. I mean, just imagine this. This is their tradition of when they were kids. They were little babies. They would go with opa and oma, their grandma and the opa and oma, their grandma and grandpa did it when they were little kids. You know, the one situation of the whole year, bro, the whole year. And you use that. What's so special for them to get their family? They've been looking forward to it. After that's a dark winter. January, February, March. You got Carnival, but that's about it. It's dark, man. You know, this is their one point of the whole winter. And then you're gonna go do this, go have a massive march. Now, it's like, wow, man. Like, after everything you took from these people, you can't even give them the Christmas market.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I look at this and I'm just like, hey, it's inappropriate, man.
No.
It's inappropriate. I think it's inappropriate. I think you can be a good Muslim and you don't have to be that. This is just obnoxious to me. This is not like, this has nothing to do with faith even. This is just, I am obnoxious. I am disrespectful. I am vulgar. I want you to see that I own you and I am dominant and you are inferior. I don't respect you as a man. I'm the man. You're a dog. You're an infidel and you deserve no respect in your own country. And then after I do all of this on your Christmas market, I'm going to go home that you paid for.
No. Yeah,
I mean, it's insanity.
it's completely insane.
You
And
know what I mean?
I
And
yeah.
then hold on. It gets
Yeah.
better. But no, but it, this, as if that's not enough. As if that's not enough. Then you got the extreme woke German that will go protest pro-Palestine. The same people that are doing this.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling to me, man.
Yeah.
You don't see Jewish people doing this.
No.
You don't see like Christian Arabs doing this. Come on, bro. That was just a little too much, man. You
Yeah,
know?
definitely. It's completely insane, and I see it with on the a huge scale as you can see it with two people, like or with a group of people, with bullying. Like I was bullied in school, so but how is a person going to be picked as a bully? It's a person that is not going to. To have red lines to say stop, like and to demand people to stay away. It's just people choose somebody they know that this will work and they will do it again and again and again. And this is the situation here we have in Germany. Like we have our own people that don't really have much or had much self-respect. This came also especially with all this mass migration, that people learn to have more and more patriotism, and that is okay to have patriotism and to love your country and to show that you love your country, that it's not going to make you a right-wing extremist or a Nazi or so to be proud of your country, also if you come from Germany. But you have to show it. If you don't show it, if you don't show red lines, people will cross it more and more and more. And this is what we had in the last 10, 20, 30 years, that we didn't show any red lines, and people came with a mindset that they didn't really see any red lines. First of all, there weren't any, but if there were some, they also would ignore it. This is their mindset. And we didn't show them these red lines, and they crossed it again and again and again. And now we are here with this situation where you got used to terrorism, or you read all these terrorist acts that were prevented by the police in the last weeks. You read it for, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes, then you forget it and you go on with your life. This is the situation we are living in right now. We got used to so much insanity, and we have the left that is not, that don't really has any much self-respect. Moreover, they are really fighting our own people. We have the Antifa, the left-wing extremists, who really hate Germany as Germans, and they are mostly Germans themselves. So if you look to the left, how also with the Green Youth we have here, the young people from the Green Party, they are mostly Germans, white Germans. You don't see many migrants, although they say that they want to protect migrants and so on. And you don't see many of them. You mostly see them among AfD people, but you don't see them in their spaces. And yeah, but they say they hate Germany. They want to be open borders. They want to invite all everyone. And if you have many criminal migrants here in Germany, if you have crime rates rising and so on, they ignore it. They don't really care about it. Although they say they want to protect women and so on, but they don't really look on all these statistics, and they don't really care how the situation is getting worse and worse from year to year, or due to this mass migration. And on the other hand, as I said, you have these left-wing extremists who are celebrating this destruction of Germany.
You know, it's interesting, man. Like in Israel, we have in Israel and in the United States, I'd say, we have similar issue where we have this woke. It's a similar, it's you know, you have it in more than one country. It's not just Germany. In Israel, we have, you know, woke Israelis who would basically, I mean, you would think that they would just, they would have no border at all, and they would just let the Arabs come in and murder all of us and completely make us go extinct. I mean, there's Jews that hate Jews more than any other group. Like there's no, you know, like it's fanatical to me. I don't understand. It's like self-hate, you know.
Yeah,
it's similar to what you're, I can feel like how you talk about the German. I don't understand that. I'm not German, but I can understand as an, you know, as a man that has Israeli family, you know, I can say, okay, yeah, I mean, it's crazy, you know. In Iran, I think more people are speaking up. The left, I think, is actually, it's unique in that it's a far right country. But I think that a lot of people in Iran that are left and moderate, they're actually getting much bigger. They have more momentum. Whereas I think it looks like in the United States, the right is getting momentum. Germany, the right is getting momentum. And in Iran, it's not like this. In Iran, I think it's more the left is getting momentum. And the fact that they just haven't had any freedom, you know, like at all. You know, and a lot of people are being murdered. And I think that the people that flee Iran, they come to Germany and they're just like, we don't want to have anything to do with this stuff because we know what this fanaticism can do. You know, we know this fanaticism can kill people, you know, and I would imagine a lot of Syrians, and I would imagine they the ones that are innocent that do come to the country, and are respectful. I would imagine they're like, I don't want to go back to that. I don't want to have anything to do with you people. I'm fleeing from you people. And then you come here and you put your, your this craziness here. I just don't understand why you would go to Europe if you hate their culture. And other than you're literally only there because of the money. And then you don't even say thank you. Like, to me, that's just so nasty, man. It's so nasty, And I told my wife, I said, the more of these situations that happen, AFD is going to get bigger and bigger because there's a correlation between the migrants, these protests, the woke, like, let's just say the migrant, the crazier they go, the bigger they have a problem gets. It's like you're going to see AFD get bigger because no one else is really dealing with this issue. Now it looks like it's becoming a mainstream issue. But like you said, the Chancellor Olaf Scholz, he talked about deportations. He also, it seems like, and I could be wrong, he talked tough with Israel and about helping Israel because we're also dealing with fanaticism. And Germany's been a great friend to Israel. And Germany doesn't get the credit it deserves because 1 week after about October 7, the Germany was literally like one of the few countries that spoke up in defense of Israel when it was not popular to talk about Israel. Germany has done a lot to help Israel. And I want a lot of people to understand that I say this, I didn't get paid by Germany to say this. A lot of people in Israel appreciate what the Germans have done. And even me, as a Jewish man living in Germany, there are a lot of things that show respect of what has come in the past. That being said, and you please speak freely, I do think that in the German schools, they should be able to say, hey, we can look with pride at our history too. It doesn't have to be so much shaming. It's okay. Like, to me, it was like, okay, let's talk about the Holocaust. Let's learn from it. But let's not shame everybody for 10 years. Let's let them talk about the achievements. Let's them talk about their own culture. Their whole culture cannot just be what came with the Holocaust. There's more to German history than that,
Definitely.
So I, right?
This is something also the AfD politician Maximilian Krah did a video on this, that you can and that German history is more than this, and that you can be proud to be a German. And this video led to a controversy about in mainstream media, and all the left politicians and they all went on this video, and they were really crazy about this video. But what he said is just common sense. As you said, like, German history is way more than this. It seems like if you see the behavior of the people, it's not the right wingers who didn't really learn from the history. It's the left. You can say that you are against fascism and everything, but it doesn't really make any sense if you behave like a fascist. And this is the problem here in Germany, that the left really behaves in many ways like fascists. They hate free speech. They fight everyone who questions their ideology, no matter if he says for himself is if he's right wing or something else. And they don't really respect it. They are anti-democratic. If a democratic election is not going in their way, they want to change it in some way, it's really crazy. But more and more people are really waking up on this, and this is what you can also see with young people. They are proud to be Germans. There were some TikTok video trends that were coming up, where people, young people, were dancing to music and celebrating. And we had this famous adaptation from the Gigi D'Agostino "L'Amour Toujours" song, that were sung by young people, like they were singing "Foreigners Out." Of course, they did not really mean every foreigner here in Germany, but this was their way in somehow to express their frustration with what they are coped with their. What they have to cope with in their everyday lives. And this was also a huge controversy. And you are sued here in Germany if you sing this song and this adaptation. But you see that there's an uprise from the right, that people want to be patriotic, that they want to be proud of their country, and that they really don't like the development of our country that is going into a catastrophe, or already is in a catastrophe.
Do you think, like, one thing I was thinking, like, do you think that in America, like, for example, the economics are getting bad, you know, like, people's income gap, you know, the wealthy and the poor, the rich poor gap is getting wider and wider. And it looks like in Germany, there's also this sort of issue. I mean, you just had that issue with Volkswagen, where you had this massive labor protest. What do you think about that? Like, what, could you explain, like, from what I understand, the Volkswagen CEO said, you guys, we're gonna fire a bunch of people, and then they were just protesting for a little bit more money. What exactly was going on?
I'm not that into the Volkswagen situation. I think there's more to it than they have to lay off because of economic situation. I think it was also bad decisions from the management. But in general, we see that we have a huge problem with inflation. Next year, there will be more and more layoffs, or companies are going into are going to move from Germany because everything is so expensive, especially energy prices for them, and they are more and more companies being shut down here in Germany. So the situation is really, really bad. People are really frustrated because at the end of the month, you don't have enough money for everything. And you see that our government is throwing our money out as if nothing really happened. And we give development aid to other countries when we don't have safe streets anymore, and schools are being demolished and so on. So you see that the situation is really bad. And also because of this, more and more people say that this asylum mass migration situation has to end in some way, that many people have to leave Germany because it's too expensive for us to care for all of them. We don't have enough resources, also human resources for them. There's not enough personnel for them. This is why all the left media, they say we have to find more experts and workers from outside Germany, but we don't need to look for them. We have we said before, nearly a million Syrian migrants here in Germany. They have to go back into their country. And if they go back, I think they don't burden our social system that much anymore. And this will also be better for us. So in general, people want our country more to be like America first policy here in Germany. Like Germany should care more about its own people and this situation we have here, because everything else is, we are on the brink of complete destruction. So there's not much left here in Germany.
Now, what do many people think in Germany about helping Ukraine with more money?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like, what do you think about, like, is Germany, do you think it's the right or wrong? Like, what's your view on Germany helping Ukraine? That seems like a pretty big deal in Germany right now.
Yeah, it already is. There are people saying that we have to give more and more money to Ukraine because we want to defend ourselves with Ukraine also against Russia, and we have to have a Ukraine against Russia and so on. But also this is changing among the people, that they see that this doesn't go anywhere. We see that the situation is not really getting better, and people demand peace talks, not just lending more and more money or giving more and more money. I think we won't get it back in some way at all, but people demand peace talks, and this is what doesn't really happen. And Also this mood is changing among the Germans, that they are fed up also with this, and that they don't want just weapons to be delivered to the, Ukraine. Also this is going to be more and more dangerous. They want to that this is going to end peacefully on both sides, that the dying on both sides stops, and that peace talks start.
Do you think Germany and Russia will go to war like in the next 10 years?
I hope that Trump is going to be the change. I really have big hopes on him. And I think that if somebody is able to end this war, he will be the person to do so. So I cannot imagine that this is going to end in a full-scale war, because everybody knows that no one is going to survive this world war if this leads to a complete war. This won't really, nobody's getting out of this alive if they start with nuclear weapons and so on. On the other hand, you don't really know how the leaders think, how Putin really thinks, it's dangerous in some ways, of course, but I cannot really imagine that it will lead into a full-scale war. I hope really that when Trump gets in office, that he will end this war.
Do you think Russia's regime could collapse, though? Like, do you think Vladimir Putin is in danger of his whole regime collapsing?
I don't really have a concrete view on this, because I'm not that much into into Russian politics. So it's really hard for me to give a statement on this.
And then what do you think about with Marine Le Pen in France and how they went after her with lawfare and stuff? And she's arguably the most popular politician in like the last decade in France,
yeah.
Right?
So yeah, I
she's
think
far right. Yeah.
I think
nationalist.
This is a development you see all over in Europe right now, that the right-wing parties are becoming more stronger and stronger, especially France, because France has more migration problems than we have here in Germany, and our situation is already pretty bad, but they are way worse, their situation, and all these Gilets Jaunes protests happened in the last years, and so on, and also the inflation situation, the economic situation in France is also pretty bad. So therefore, I think Marine Le Pen will be also much stronger in the upcoming in the next election, and this is a development I see all over in Europe. This is what we saw in the EU election, in the last one, that more and more countries are going to vote right wing, or have right wing policies. Like in Denmark, these are socialists, but they have right wing policies, really strict migration policies, and so on. And I think if people want, if the left wants to continue like this, I think their future is not bright. They are going to lose more and more people to the right, because reality is there on its own, and the lie, it's really difficult to uphold a lie.
Yeah. So do you think that in the next 5 or 10 years, if not sooner, there will be mass deportations of illegal immigrants, or what do you see coming in Europe?
I don't see another chance. This has to happen. People have all these asylum seekers, they have to go back in some way, because asylum is just a temporary state, so they have to leave. But I think it will be really difficult, especially here in Germany, because you have all these NGOs that are tax funded here in Germany fighting against this. You have also advocates fighting against this. If somebody's going to be deported, they help him, and that he's not going to be deported. So there has to be done some major policy changes here in Germany for this to change. But in general, I think Europe is waking up on all of this, and that we will see some deportation, definitely.
All right. All right, man. Well, hey, well, you know what? Thank you for being a guest here. Yeah. Where could everybody find you? I mean, you have very interesting views, you know, it's on your X page. I mean, please let us know if your website or wherever anybody could find you.
Yeah, just follow me on X. It's Unblocked, UNBLOGD. You can follow me there. It's mostly German content, but I do some in English because, as I said, I want to share the with the world what is going on here in Germany. And thanks for having me. I also watched your video with Anna. It was really, really interesting, and I really liked your views also to Germany, that you are connected to Germany, that you love our country, and there's a connection. And I think this connection has to grow more and more, that people that have a connection to German politics and German media and our country and so on, to see that not everything is going total destruction here, that also positive changes are happening, and we have also professional media, and not just me, like we have also a way better media than me, that are working more professional, but there are a lot of people who are doing independent work, really great work, and I hope that this has also been seen more in the world than just what mainstream media and our stupid government gives out to the world.
Yeah, man. Hopefully we can meet up at an event or something.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, you know,
yeah.
It's with Anna. Shout out to Anna. So, all right. Well, man, guten Abend, man. Thank you schon for coming.
Yeah.
And everybody, please follow my boy here, Miro. All right. All right, man. Have a good one.